Today we're going to be discussing about the rates being cut by the Federal Reserve, but this gets a little bit deeper than just rate cuts. This is actually about the survival of banks, and there's a real damned if you do, damned if you don't moment. So before we get going, please hit the subscribe button. Let's start sharing this program. We are now going into social media, but we are getting into it. So we do appreciate you subscribing. Hit that bell and notification. So as we start to get into more updates on this, there'll be a lot more programming and sometimes just short programs, but we'll start putting a lot more content out. But this one is very interesting because what I'm realizing, and I had this discussion with a friend just the other day, the media is not telling us what is really going on behind the scenes. I'm actually blown away at how stagnant our media is. And I know I've talked about this in the past. I even have about 10 different headlines of Fox News on my phone right now. I was going to read. I'm not going to do that today, but it, just to show you just the absurdity of what they're sharing. Like, our world is this Disneyland type of information, and they're not giving us like what's really going on in the world. It is so hard to find it. And so what that tells me is most people are completely unaware that we are at a catastrophic end to so many different things, not just the dollar. So much is going on with our country, our culture, our government. And it's getting to the point where, as I kept contending all through my podcast, something has to come. Something is coming. Not sure what that something is, whether it's another, you know, scamdemic or some type of a cyber attack or something to deal with the financial system or something to go into World War III scenarios, maybe not kinetic, but something else. But something is coming because the system is extremely fragile, and I mean the financial system, and it gets down to these rates and the rates dealing with not just the interest rates, of course, but how that impacts the banks. So Peter Schiff has been hammering this pretty good as well. And if you really get into the details of it, think about 2008, when the banks actually got into a major, we called it almost like a depression, right? In 2009, they had about 140 banks fail. And now a recent report from a financial consulting firm, Claris Group, says that hundreds of banks right now are at risk of going under this year. Now, mind you, this is at the same time we are doing a reissuance of U.S. Treasury debt to the tune of $10 trillion. That's $700 billion a month. Who's going to buy them? And if our banks are already strapped because of the debt that we had forced them to buy, U.S. Treasuries, who else can buy them? They're going to have to monetize. You want to talk about monetization, meaning printing money. The government is going to print trillions of dollars this year to just get out of this debt trap that we're in on this reissuance because the banks can't do it. And what I'm going to explain here briefly about the banks and the interest rates, you'll understand why. So the talk about trillions and trillions of dollars that have to be probably monetized and printed. You think inflation's bad now? Wait, we're just getting started. So they're talking about this. Claris Group is saying that there's hundreds of banks at risk. Now, mind you, only 140 banks failed in 2009. And we're talking 2 to 3 times that this year. And look what happened in the financial crisis back in 2008, 2009. Now, this is very interesting because it gets into more of the smaller banks. And that's what I find interesting here. It's about the assets of these banks. Now, most at-risk firms in the small banks are representing under $10 billion. Handful of them are larger regional banks. Some may be able to avoid closing by halting the expansion plans and offering fewer services, but we're still dealing with an extraordinary number of banks. And the question is, are you part of that bank or not? And that's the hard part, because we always thought that the community bank would be the safest place. Unfortunately, they are large holders of treasuries as well. So we're dealing with a situation where the Fed is in a damned if you do, damned if you don't position. If they raise the interest rates from here, which they almost have to, because inflation is raging. You're being lied to about the inflation numbers. And if you go to shadow statistics, these are all government data forms and files and charts, but we are still in double digit inflation. So if you're sitting in cash in a bank, you lost, and for every $100,000, you lost $12,000 last year just on inflation. And the year before that, it was $15,000. So for people that have been sitting in cash for the last few years, you've probably lost $50,000 to $60,000 just on inflation on that cash. So here we have these banks that are now just overloaded with U.S. treasuries and bonds. They have to reissue $10 trillion more back into the system at higher interest rates, is why Bank of America Harnett came out and said that we are going to hit the interest expense of $1.6 trillion by the end of this year, when they were just 6 months ago saying it would take 10 years. So as you can see, we're going into a parabolic phase here. So the inflation is raging. They're going to have to print trillions and trillions of dollars, monetize it, which means it dilutes your buying power, and the cash you're sitting on is going to be worth far less. It's why I'd be giving Cornerstone Asset Metals a call. Get the gold and silver in the vault outside the system right now. If you understood the depths of what was behind the scenes, you would not be messing around with this. But the inflation is going to continue. It will rage. It will increase more. They're going to try their best to manipulate it, but they can't stop it. What they need to do is raise interest rates. Well, the problem is, if they raise interest rates, the banks are going to start collapsing. And we're already at a place where hundreds of banks are on the chop block already. So if they raise the rates like they're supposed to, because inflation is going to continue to rise, these banks start collapsing. If they lower the interest rates, you hear chatter, and right now I know a lot of the market system is gambling that they're going to lower the rates. If they lower the interest rates, it's done for political reasons to try to keep the stock market up. But if they lower interest rates, you, along with the printing and monetization of trillions of dollars, you are going to see inflation rage like you have never seen. And this is the damned if you do, damned if you don't moment. So in order to prevent a banking crisis, they're looking like they have to cut interest rates. So this is a very, very serious position the Federal Reserve is in. They can't raise interest rates, is what they're supposed to do right now with the inflation indicators, because the banks will start collapsing and we already have hundreds on the block. If they actually cut the interest rates, which they need to do in order to save these banks from collapsing, you're going to accelerate inflation like we have not seen. So I do encourage you, if you have not bought certain items that you think you would like to get, I would encourage you to get them. If you study Venezuela and other nations that go through extreme inflation, these prices are going to rise. Food is going to continue to rise. And if you do not, I would be having emergency food. You just better have it. I can't believe how many churches and organizations don't have rooms full of it, but I'd be giving Heaven's Harvest a call. They're very solid people and the prices will be right, but they're just good people to do. But I would be getting my food if you do not have it. Because of this situation, they need to save the banks. In order to save them, they're going to cut the interest rates. Now, it'll make it look like the market's going okay, but it is not. They're going to be printing trillions and trillions of dollars, monetizing it, causing your cash that is sitting in the bank to be worth less and less and less. And you have to understand, if you have $400,000 sitting in a bank, you just see the word $400,000, you think you're okay. But that $400,000 is really worth $350,000, $340,000, $320,000 because of the inflation that has been eating it over these years. So this is a really huge time right now in our culture. I think, like I said, it goes into that fourth turning. We'll get into a lot more. But this is a big moment here of what they're going to do with interest rates. And it is truly a damned if you do, damned if you don't. But we, the people, better be prepared for that and get our assets properly protected. We are just now entering a bull market into the gold and silver area. You are going to see prices like you've never seen before, and people will be shocked when silver breaks 50, how high it goes. It's not even about what you're making in the precious metals. It's about what you're protecting and preserving. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.